O wise one, the first place you will see on your journey is Gokarna Kshetra, where the husband of Gauri, Lord Shiva, stays in the form of Gokarna just to rescue the living entities from the ocean of distress. Very close to Gokarna Kshetra is the Sangam of the Sarasvati and Jamuna rivers, which fulfills all the desires of the living entities. When I first arrived in Mathura, it was at the Yamuna Saraswati Sangam that the beautiful women of Mathura welcomed me with their beautiful sidelong glances. One beautiful lady had addressed her friend thus, "Oh, that Krishna, who by the sweet playing of his flute caused the clothes of the gopis to loosen, is today standing before you. All glories to you." O Uddhava, next, happily proceed to Ambikavan, which bestows the topmost bliss. In that Ambikavan, I freed the Vidyadhara of the name Sudarshan from the form of a snake who had come suddenly from Kaliya Lake and tried to swallow my father, Nanda Maharaj. When I had freed my father, the gopis became happy. O patient one, you then sit on your chariot, but you do not need to go to that place on the banks of the Jamuna where I hurled the tusks of the elephant, Kovalyapida, because gentle persons have nothing to do with the demons. First proceed south, and then to the north. You will arrive at Tirtharaj Akroragat, where there are many varieties of flowers and birds. Then go ahead from that place to where I had shown Akrura my four-armed form and the Brijbasis Goloka. Now you will pass the residences of the Yagyik Brahmins, who had refused to feed me, even though I had requested them. You may not wish to see them, but still you should pass close to their houses. And even if you do not wish to see their wives, who are always singing about my pastimes, still you should take their darshan and purify your eyes. Uddhava, you please next quickly pass through Kutiktirtha, which is full of many varieties of flowers and trees. The first time I went through that area, a chaste flower girl looked at me with spontaneous love and raised her two arms while gently smiling. In the same way, you should proceed into the area of Chatikar, which is under the control of the black bees. Once, while I was playing in that place, Sriram took the form of Garuda, and I sat on his back for 12 days as Vishnu. O Uddhava, when I was coming to Mathura, I passed through that forest of Chatikar, and the ladies spoke to each other like this. "Oh, infatuated ones, look, Shama Sundar is looking toward only me." In that way, the young ladies of that place stared at me innocently. On the left-hand side of the forest are many villages, and on the right-hand side is Kaliya Lake. Avoiding those places, take the path which is shaded by the creepers, which are so thick that the sun cannot penetrate and is skirted on one side by ponds full of lotus flowers. In the morning, I would go to that forest for playing, and when I played my sweet-sounding flute, the impatient deer would come and thus gain relief from the pangs of separation they had felt throughout the long night. When I was being brought to Mathura by Akrura, the young gopis, who were like budding flowers, were looking at me from a distance and shooting thousands of arrows in the shape of their sweet, clever glances. "Friends, just see, there is Madhava, who caused Radha to first fall in love with him by the power of his lusty glances, and who is now sitting in a chariot going off to Mathura." O Uddhava, when, in this way, the wonderful pastimes of the young gopis and the sweet memory of Radha awoke in my heart, I started perspiring profusely and sat just like a painted picture. Near Nagendra Bhog, in the Govardhan area, is the place where Radharani massaged my feet while I happily slept. Be sure to visit that village, which has the fragrance of Shiragar, where my hands had been tied. I enjoyed unlimited pleasure there. My dear friend Uddhava, there the sound of churning curd is heard in all directions, up to a distance of 16 miles. It will bring you great joy. I swear, there in that place is a large herd of blissful cows created by Brahma that can satisfy the whole world with the amount of ghee they produce. Next, visit Sahara, which brings great victory to the Brijbasis. There you will see thousands of buffaloes, and in every lane cowherd children enacting my various pastimes. In that Sahara Gram, which, when seen even from a distance, brings happiness to the eyes, lives Upananda. When I was being brought to Mathura on the chariot, I had eaten very tasty pure butter there. Next, you may proceed to Rahera, where the gopis would enjoy wonderful pastimes. In the evening, I would go there, and through my flute, I would call the gopis. When all the gopis heard the flute call, they came running, not caring if they were properly dressed or not. Uddhava, when the gopis were busy churning the curd, I used to steal their butter and feed it to my boyfriends, thus making them very happy. That pastime place is full of flowering trees and is famous by the name Pratishaspas. You will certainly be relieved of your fatigue there. With banana trees shaken by agitating winds and full of fragrant ashok flowers, that beautiful, wonderful transcendental abode, Nandagram, will bring you great unlimited bliss. On the southern side of that Nandagram is the place that, even today, is called Vrajavari. When the gopis saw I was going to Mathura, they became grief-stricken and bewildered and fell as if they had been struck by lightning bolts. As described in these texts, Uddhava will thus enter the outskirts of Nandagram.